The prophet Elijah returned to present himself to Ahab. When the king saw him, he said, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?" "I have not made trouble for Israel," Elijah replied, "but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed Baal. Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel, and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Ashtoreth who eat at Jezebel's table." So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets of Baal and Ashtoreth on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said in a loud voice, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, then follow him." The people listened but gave no answer. Then Elijah cried out, "I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Get two bulls for us, and let them cut one into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by fire, he is God." All the people replied, "What you say is good." Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one of the bulls and prepare it first, since there are so many of you. Call on the name of your God, but do not light the fire." So they took the bull and prepared it. Then they called on the name of Baal from morning till noon. "O Baal, Baal, answer us," they shouted. They danced and leapt around the altar they had made, cutting themselves until the blood flowed. But there was no response. At noon, Elijah began to taunt them. "Shout louder," he said. "Perhaps he is deep in thought, or busy, or traveling. Maybe he is sleeping and must be awakened." Midday passed, and they continued their frantic leaping and prophesying into the afternoon. But no one answered. There was no response. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come here to me." The Israelites drew near, and the prophet prepared the altar of the Lord, which was in ruins. He took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes of Israel. With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench round it to hold water. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he said to the people, "Fill 4 large jars with water and pour it on the offering and on the wood." The people did so. "Do it again," said the prophet, and they did it again. "Do it a third time," he ordered, and they poured water over the sacrifice a third time. The water ran down round the altar and filled the trench. At the time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God, and that I am your servant, and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, O Lord, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back to you again." Hardly had Elijah finished praying, than the fire of the Lord fell and burnt up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell on their faces and cried, "The Lord, he is God! The Lord, he is God!" Then Elijah commanded them, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Don't let anyone get away." They took the prophets and brought them down to the Kishon Valley, and Elijah had them slaughtered there, in accordance with the law of Moses that condemned all false prophets in Israel to death, whether they spoke in the name of the Lord or in the name of other gods. Next episode, Elijah's flight.